And welcome to Top Gear here on 5 Live. I'm Steve Berry. A new supercar from Nissan, no, honestly, the petrol engine with diesel-like economy, and the last in our fly-on-the-wall features of the Ford Garage in the British Touring Car Championship. The British Touring Car Championship came to its exciting conclusion at Silverstone a fortnight ago, although the title had already been decided in favour of Renault Williams and their Swiss driver, Alain Menu. Like all the other rounds, it was full of excitement and incident, most of them seeming to involve Anthony Reid in the Nissan Primera. Anthony's a great asset to the series, I reckon, although one or two of the drivers might think differently. It seems, though, that the Renaults this year, driven by Menu and teammate Jason Plato, have been in a different class. All this season, our man Graham Swain has been in the pit lane with the Reynard-built Ford Mondeos run by West Surrey Racing. First up, he spoke to John Piper from Reynard.
Well, we're still optimistic, we always are. I think what we've demonstrated is that how hard a job it is and how competitive the British Touring Car Series is. We've got a lot of Formula One type racing operations preparing these cars, and it's very, very competitive engineering.
What have you got to do to the car to get it on the pace now, get you up on the podium?
Well, the same as Renault and Volvo and Honda had to do. Stick with it, have a commitment to a long-term program and continue development. We know the areas in the car where we're falling short of performance.
Do you want to give me an example?
No, I don't. we know where we can improve and where we can make big gains for next year.
Well, now standing next to me is the star of our features during the season, team manager Malcolm Sweetland. We spoke at Knockhill the middle of the season. You were still struggling, running a strong 8th out of 8 of the team manufacturers. You predicted you were going to be getting towards the podium. What's happened?
Well, when we spoke earlier in the season, I predicted Knockhill would be the big weekend for us, and it was a big weekend for us, but for all the wrong reasons, really.
Possibly
the worst weekend that we've ever had in history, but we then followed that up at Snetterton the following week, where the cars ran 3rd and 4th fastest in general testing. Paul had a huge accident in qualifying, while realistically he was on his way to what could have been pole position, looking at the data with 1 corner to go. Unfortunately, we'd had a small problem with ride height in the scrutineering bay afterwards, and he lost what would have been 5th place on the grid and had to start from the back. But for sure, the car is now where it should be, running regularly in the top 6.
Middle order, I call
it. Yeah, middle order.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. When we started at the beginning of the season, we spoke, there's high optimism. You said the car's right, the design was up. But if I'm not wrong, you've changed virtually a lot of the car during the season, haven't you?
Yeah, that's fair to say. It's the nature of super touring car racing. 2 main areas. We've looked at suspension geometry. The tyres tend to evolve through the year. Although they look black and round all year, they change quite dramatically in terms of construction, design and performance. So we've made a lot of geometry changes with the suspension, and also Cosworth Engineering have come on in leaps and bounds with the engine, which was also brand new for this year.
And there they go for the last race of the season and the last race of Silverstone at the British Touring Car Championship 1997. We already know the winner of the season and the race series for the 97 season, but where will Fords come in this last race? I get knocked down, but I go again. Last race of the season at Silverstone. Paul Radisich is with me now. You held on Gamely there, Paul, for a fifth place, I believe.
I think Gamely's the word.
Yeah, you had a few queuing up behind you, didn't you?
It was, you know, the guys behind were all over me like a cheap suit, but I managed to keep them behind.
Now, let me just bring you back to the whole season. We spoke at the beginning of the season, we spoke at the middle of the season at Croft, and we're speaking now the last race of the season. You've managed to fourth, and you've now managed to fifth. Do you feel that you have now come on, because you were a little bit despondent in the middle of the season?
Sure, I think definitely the progress of the car has jumped ahead. Each race, you know, we've all been working in the right direction, and we have been chipping away. Now they were qualified seventh in the last round, so yes, the improvement is visible.
Yes,
but we're still a long way behind.
But you're finishing now, and you're last in the races now, aren't you?
Absolutely, and you know, to finish first, you've got to finish, and we've achieved that one, and now hopefully progress of the team will go on.
And finally, we have with us Will High, who is the driver of the Ford Mondeo. Will, we've spoken during the season. It's been a trying season, I think it's a good way to evaluate it, hasn't it?
Yeah, a season of agony and ecstasy, and not too much agony and not enough ecstasy, I guess. But it has been getting a lot better. Beginning of the season, we were like a second and a half off the pace, and now we're probably, you know, 6 or 7 tenths. So we've made some big progress, and we can compete, you know, which is good.
I've been following the touring car series this season myself, with Honda. Honda have had some great results and some disastrous results, but that's touring car racing for you. It's completely unpredictable. In recent years, the title's been taken by Audi, Vauxhall, Alfa Romeo, and now Renault, and I'm sure that Ford's time will come.